just switch the instruments over here. So on my way up to Olympia, it's summertime and all the car washes are all competing with themselves around here. And so there was this one place up the street that's got a guy standing out there in a gorilla costume, and he's standing out there waving to the traffic. I guess he's been hired by the local car wash to promote business. So on our way to the radio station, we stopped in and talked to this guy. And this unfortunate man had not foreseen his life coming to this. I mean, he had never approached a table on career day, manned by a guy wearing a gorilla costume, and surrendered to his true destiny. No, he was a rising star in his road-chosen field. But sometimes life throws you a curveball, and you never know where you're gonna wind up.
People get ready, there's a train coming. Don't need no bed, you just get on board. People get ready, yeah, coming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the
Now, as I said, this man was a rising star in his chosen field. He was a trader in commodities. You know those wildly gesturing, hyper-adrenaline types that you see on the floor of the commodities market, which I like to think of as the mosh pit of the corporate world. Now, his voice was his key to his success. He was a baritone which rose above the shrill piping of the others. But one day, his voice just gave out, and he could not be heard above the din, tragically, as he rasped out, "Buy Brazilian beef futures," but was misunderstood to have said, "Buy Asian sea cucumbers," and was wiped out in a financial panic stemming from an epidemic of mad Asian sea cucumbers disease.
So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board 'em. There's room for all among the love the most.
So up the street, at a competitive car wash, the owners took note of this gorilla costume gambit, and they were forced into action. And an auto parts calendar model was hired. She was actually the in-the-flesh Miss Ball Bearing July 1989, and was clad only in a bikini. Perhaps beauty could beat back the beast. And indeed, what American could resist? Sex and shiny cars. Business soared, but pressure mounts.
She's as sweet as Tupelo, honey. She's an angel of the first degree.
So back up the street, the gorilla was given a pith helmet and a whip, and a one Mistress Doris, a paralegal and part-time dominatrix, was signed on to team up with the gorilla. Plus, the name of the establishment was changed from the Reliable Wax and Wash to the Marquis de Suds. And their new slogan, "We don't just clean filth, we humiliate it."
She gives you love, 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 crazy love. She gives you love, 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 crazy love.
Now, these events do not go unnoticed by the local clergy, who convince adolescents in their youth groups to gather sponges and garden hoses and buckets. And they begin giving away free car washes with every conversion, not to mention a free lube job and tire rotation for frequent church attendance. A minister was heard to say that if Jesus were here today, he'd have to do more than wash feet to compete.
Train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the deal.
heaven. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
So back up the street, at the Marquis de Sud's, the trappings of success have changed the man inside the gorilla costume, and he wants more. Not just more shallow acclaim, mind you. He wants to expand creatively. He doesn't want to be limited to roles that entail wearing a gorilla costume. Perhaps the possibility of landing the role of Abraham Lincoln at Honest Abe's Log Cabin in Winnebago, located out on the 8th Lane. Besides, he knew that all his friends and admirers in the traffic like him longed to breathe free and hit the open road and be known for their true selves. But as you know, to act on such a thing would be a disaster. Business would suffer. Jobs would be put at risk. Perhaps the whole global economy would unravel.
People get ready.
So for now, this was steady work. And even though his voice seemed to be returning a little bit every day, he harbored no desire to return to the corporate mosh pit. That existence seemed more preposterous than earning his keep wearing a gorilla costume. Besides, he knew that all of us, like him, no matter what masks we wear every day, we are all only a costume change and a tank of gas away from salvation.
And what was the name of that song, that piece?
Top Banana.